Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. So, we are sad because it was teased this week a little bit.
What?
That our friend to the show, our Irish to the show, Connor Behan, was supposed to join us this week, but sadly fell ill to some rogue fried chicken.
Oh.
And I would like to like file a complaint with the president of Fried Chicken.
Yeah, don't tell Pavitt.
Pavitt himself.
Yeah.
So sadly, Connor's not here, but I'm sure we're going to do something with Connor soon.
Is this a HIPAA violation?
It's a, oh my God, you're sounding like Rachel, which like we're not going to get into that again because like it's
who
done.
Cares?
It's done. Yeah. But I think us committing HIPAA violations on this podcast is a great way for us to wrap that up. But let's get into something else. This week, we begged, we pleaded for one Candace to make a Deep Space tour stop in New York City.
Sure.
We ventured to her last time this past fall. We went to DC, saw her then, and she added more tour dates this year. She answered the call, came to City Winery, New York City, this Monday.
Yes.
And we went.
Some of us for longer than others.
So Monday was, some may say, a scorcher.
Yes.
It was a hot one. Like, I took the subway in, and then City Winery in New York is like on the pier.
Yeah.
So you have like a little walk ahead of you from wherever you're coming from, really.
Yeah. I walked from my office down to the, which is in like near Penn Station, down into the West Village, meeting up with our friend Aaron.
Yeah.
We go and sit on the pier for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It was hot.
I was already like, when me and Aaron met up, I was already like feeling like the heat and like, I guess kind of dehydrated. And then when we get into City Winery, it was like, I was like, oh, we're going inside. It's going to be like nice, cool air conditioning. We're going to get to sit.
No.
Immediately. We're in like the loft upstairs. The seats are so close together.
Yeah.
on top of people.
On top of people, the air conditioner, like a suggestion of air, yeah. One might say.
Yeah, we sit, we see some friends. Shout out Louis Peitzman.
Mm, yes.
We sit.
Oh, Hillary Getty, Michael.
Yes.
Oh my God, legends upon legends.
We sit, we order.
We order.
Our stuff comes. I'm at this point, I'm like already like claustrophobic.
Well, you're actually like trembling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this doesn't look good.
Yeah.
You slice into one meatball.
I eat part of it.
Oh, I didn't know that meat touched mouth.
I ate part of it.
Right.
I just was like, it was too much for me. I made it through the opener, who was amazing, Victor Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Who's actually my coworker's boyfriend, spoiler alert.
A fiancé.
And his set was really great and fun. And then I was like, after that, I was like, I need to call it.
Yeah.
I really need to call it.
Sadly, before Candace hit the stage.
Yeah, so I ran out of there. And by the time I hit the street and had some like air in my face, because it was dark then, I was like, okay, I feel much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I miss Candace.
So sadly, Brennan missed Candace, but we stayed. Although we did check on you.
You did.
So we're not like a bad friend.
You did.
And we asked if you needed like someone to go out with you to the car.
No, I didn't need anyone. I just needed air and some like...
I know. I want people to know that we didn't like leave you to die.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, obviously we saw her already once. Now, I got to give her a little bit of credit. She obviously could have just put on the same exact show from the first go around.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got new looks. We've got the dancers are new looks. I don't know if they were the same dancers or not. We've got... Oh, and this is a comment I made to Aaron about the previous show. Is that when we went to the previous show, she actually had like a good number of songs that were going to be released on... Deep Space Deluxe, which came out on New Year's Eve.
Right.
So it was like so many of these songs I had never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
This go around, it's like I'm familiar with the material.
Know everything, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. We did do the Toni Braxton, He Wasn't Man Enough for Me cover again, which like belongs in the repertoire, honestly. Like it's so much fun when she does it. And the crowd was loving her. There's some true stands in the crowd that I've learned. Follow her from like city to city.
Are you gonna join them?
I mean, like I'm a hop, skip, and a jump, like going to two tour stops at this point.
Where's she next?
If
she goes to like Philly, you could go.
No, she has I was looking online to see like, was this like it or anything? But no, she has, I believe she has a Pittsburgh, and I think she might have another Atlanta stop.
Okay, Pittsburgh. I've heard beautiful things about.
I've been there, and it's a trek to get there from here.
Yeah, but I lots of places are. And it's a great city. You can also take a plane. Okay. And then Atlanta, beautiful city.
So I do want to say, like, I would love to see Candace again. Although I do want, and I'm sure all the fans want this. We want more. Like, we want album number two.
Yeah.
I uploaded to our Come Through Queen TikTok and Instagram reel, a little highlight reel of the show. And we were pigs and like very up close in terms of like the tickets that we bought.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're there. And I think it's like a great appetizer for the full Deep Space experience.
Sure. And then what do you think her next album would be called? Mm-hmm. Like Even Deeper Space? Or maybe we're like coming into this solar system.
Yeah, maybe we land.
Yeah, maybe we're on Mars.
No, we're gonna land the ship onto Earth.
Okay.
We're returning from our exploration.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. Oh, Chris in attendance.
Saw him.
Yeah, just great. Can't wait for like, it's just like, that made me so excited for Potomac to get like Candace in my life again.
I know.
On a regular basis.
I'm excited for Potomac, but I'm nervous.
You have reason to be nervous. But yeah, we'll see how it shakes out.
Speaking of upcoming shows, we've got, I think Dan has some like dual house updates. So the Summer Houses are filming.
The Summer Houses are obviously filming, being that it is
the titular summer.
The titular summer. We have dueling house updates. We've got Summerall's playing. We've got Danielle finally hosting a launch party for the app that feels like she's been working on since season two, I want to say.
Yeah, it's at least that first COVID season. That was like 2020.
Yeah.
At least then, but I'm sure it was before too.
Okay, so the app is called Donne, D-O-N-N-E. And obviously we all know it's about fashion.
Donne, we now are gay apparel.
Exactly, Donne, we now are gay apparel. And speaking of gay apparel, one Stephen McGee was in attendance while cameras were up. Will he make it to our screens?
Hopefully.
Because he has not, I think, even had like a little bit of a cameo anywhere since he's left.
Well, because he was like kind of excommunicated.
Yeah.
With the Workuses.
With the Workus Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was filming. Cast was there. Can't wait to see that. Shakeout.
Also, just like spoiler alert, Danielle and Hub House.
Ooh.
The band is back together.
Oh, yeah. Baby. We haven't really touched on that. And like, I think that's for the best.
Yes.
We've actually also seen Lindsay filming TikTok content with the Bedsore girls.
Yeah, they seem to be, all the girly pops seem to be in a lot of photos together. I feel like they're coming as a woman united front.
Actually, you know, I feel like I haven't seen hide nor hair of Paige.
True.
Doesn't it feel like you see all the other girls together and not Paige? Like even Sierra's popping up in like places you wouldn't expect her.
Huh.
Is Maya not main cast?
I don't think Maya is.
Mm.
It's
Gabby is.
Gabby is, Petula, obviously.
Sierra
is Danielle. Paige like giggling somewhere?
She's always giggling.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's house update number one. House update number two, Martha edition. Cameras are up. And we have some confirmations for you. I only have three. There could be more. I have a Preston confirmation for you. I have a Jordan confirmation for you. I have a Shanice confirmation for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Shanice, thank God.
And give her...
You better like have time off from work this time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't want you in and out.
Like, one weekend... Leave, come back another weekend. No. This is your job.
Yeah. And the tough thing about Martha's Vineyard compared to Plain is that Plain, they're all coming from the city for like every weekend. Martha's, you have to go there and stay there.
Planes, trains, boats, automobiles.
Exactly. It's almost like the difference between Fire Island and P-Town.
Oh.
In a lot of ways.
As we requested in prior episodes, if you have an ear over Martha,
yeah,
report back.
So, like, I know the Obamas are there all the time.
Michelle, report back. ComeThroughQueen.com. No, ComeThroughQueen@gmail.com. Email us. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, like, somewhere else playing, we get, like, bits and pieces. It's not quite like a Vanderpump Rules or a Beverly Hills, like they're here filming, they're doing da-da-da. Like we're getting things here and there. I'm worried like Martha, the press beat is not going to be as strong on that.
I think for both, it's actually for the best because don't you feel like for Vanderpump Rules, you've seen so much.
Yeah.
And both the Hamptons and Martha are like more private communities, like more private than West Hollywood.
Yeah, sure,
like
sure.
Any twink will put their camera phone up.
Any twink.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that is it for the news. We do got four shows this week. You did watch all four.
For once in my life. I mean, the one I wasn't really watching was Crappy Lake.
Crappy's a half up, half down show.
I feel like there is, for weeks and weeks and weeks, there hasn't been a lot in Atlanta. But I feel like they gave us something to talk about.
They're giving the give.
And... I think it's both what happened in the episode, but also just like what's happening around the episode.
What's happening around, Brendan?
Well, I mean, like, Kenya did the Carlos King podcast.
Yeah.
And it feels like Kenya is she's got maybe some matches out, and there might be a bridge in front of her, and she might be starting to strike.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a mix between lip syncing for your life and burning the bridge.
Yeah, that's why I said she just has her matches out so far. And a song hasn't come on yet. So it's like we don't know which way it's going.
We don't know if she's singing or she's burning.
Yeah, but there is this narrative that she has. Mm. And I didn't watch this full Carlos King interview, I know like bits and pieces of it. The narrative that I'm gleaming from it is that there was a lot of plot line, storyline involving her and Candy that got left out. And the claim is that producers are preferring Marlo and Sheree.
Okay. Candy. Candy.
Oh.
I'm drowning in Candy storyline.
Yeah.
It's like, there's always Candy storyline. What are you talking about? Like, I don't need a split second more.
And this is the age old question too. What do we all mean by storyline? And does that make the show?
It means what you are trying to sell.
Yeah.
And Candy is selling plenty.
She's selling Tonys or an attempt to get a Tony. She's selling movies. Restaurants. She's selling restaurants.
Kenya is upset because Kenya Hair Care
Studio
Salon Spa was like briefly mentioned one episode.
Mm-hmm.
This episode, in that like the first like 2 minute portion where we're zooming around with everyone and like Cynthia's like, yay, like I'm officially divorced. And Kenya's like, oh, wow. And then Cynthia's like, wait, I got married and divorced in the time that you are trying to get divorced. And then like that scene was done. That was filmed what appears to be at like a construction site for Kenya Moore Hair Care Salon Spa.
And here's the thing that where I kind of get parts of where Kenya's coming from. There is some fudging with some timeline because the Cynthia of it all would have been introduced several episodes before she was actually brought back onto the show.
Okay.
And we discussed this because back when I thought she was going to be brought onto the show.
Oh, you thought it'd be light.
No, and it never happened at that point. I was like, are they saving Cynthia for a bigger role on Beverly Hills
and they don't want
her doing too much in Atlanta? And then a couple episodes later, we got her big reintroduction to like go eat with Candy at Blaze.
Yeah.
And so like, there is some like fudging that's going on there. So I don't think Kenya's claims are completely true, but I do think there's some truth to some of the things.
Okay. So then Kenya's also claiming Marlo's getting like a generous edit in terms of like her bad behavior is being edited out. And I think there's like maybe more to that like brunch that took place. Remember that one where we were like in the room and like people were running out?
Yeah.
Like I think that she's saying maybe there's more to that. I don't know. Like the thing is like, that doesn't make a ton of sense. Like if there were bad things happening, wouldn't we want to show them?
Like, and wouldn't we kind of know about them?
Yeah. And just like say what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. There's this thing happening in like this Bravo space where we are doing these tell-all sit-down interviews with folks. And like a lot is coming out of them. And it all kind of also seems to have to do with like this reality reckoning moment in a lot of ways. It's all related.
It's all related.
But let's talk about the actual episode and like the contents of this actual episode.
Sure.
So there's something very funny to me, and I don't know if this is the very beginning of the episode, but there's something very funny to me about Candy and Todd filming this movie in their home.
In 10 days. It's like, I think they spend more time filming an episode of television than Candy and Todd spending on a feature length movie.
Yeah. Also, just in the home is so funny. When I was in college, freshman year, me and my friends attempted to like film a student film. And we asked my grandma if we could use her home. And we like brought all this equipment and this like random acting major who we didn't know to my grandma's house in the middle of Massachusetts and spent a day making this movie that never came to fruition.
Okay, so your one day of filming. Like, did you take it and try to turn it into something, or you didn't even try?
We tried.
Okay, so like how many minutes of like film would you say you ended up with?
You're getting technical about something that happened like
I know. Like
10, 12 years ago.
Was it like a 10-minute short? Was it an hour?
We were probably trying to get like a 10-minute short.
Okay.
But I think the funny thing, I think the actor went on to like be in a Netflix series.
Oh. So the clown came back to life?
Yeah. But like we had some weird footage and photos of like him like in like my mother's childhood bed.
Mm.
Wild stuff.
Like Drew.
Like Drew. Like Drew. Yeah, but not like fucking.
Okay. Okay. We're bringing Deuce to Dr. Jackie.
Good. This is something I love about Atlanta is that Dr. Jackie's always around the corner.
Dr. Jackie is main cast.
Yeah.
Donna Marco's main cast. Christina Kelly's main cast.
Sure.
Those three are main cast. And so like...
But like Dr. Jackie is main cast of literally another show.
Of another show, but she's also main cast of Atlanta. Yeah. Don't get that twisted.
Yes, I won't.
It's a little wild to be bringing Deuce to a 5-week appointment at her geriatric pregnancy age.
I know.
It's like I doing an ultrasound in front of him, like if it wasn't good, what would we do?
Exactly.
Like start and like make him cry on camera in front of everyone. That was crazy to me.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, so that's interesting. We're pairing this with Sheree planning her glamour sibancy, which, you know, I've been down on Sheree this season, but you gotta give it to her for this. This is a psychotic Real Housewives event that, like, we need on the show.
It is a Real Housewives event, but it's also just like, it's a huge event in general. Like, Real Housewives events, like, this amount of people don't go to them.
Yeah.
Like, this is like everyone in Atlanta.
Including Apollonida.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, the theme is boho, glam, bears, balloons, fabulousness. No budget.
Oh my God, it's Bear Week in Chateau Charest.
It's Bear Week. She wanted bears like bobbing up and down from the ceiling, I think she said.
Could you imagine if like instead she had those like the bear flags with like the brown, the tan, the white, and the claw?
Just waving inside the chateau. Okay. When Drew is on set talking about her acting, opposite a woman, as a love interest. And she's like, I've never had to act harder than like being attracted to a woman. And then we're like bearing that with like the reunion footage last year.
I know. Do you think they had an intimacy coordinator on set?
You must have been phone like.
No. Did they say the words intimacy coordinator? They said choreographer. They didn't say intimacy coordinator, right, which is very different.
So I'm going to venture to say like, Candy just misspoke because, like, I don't think this is her.
Okay, so I was not phones up. I was watching closely. I know the words used.
So you wanted coordinator and choreographer and coach all
working in tandem.
If we work in tandem.
Yeah.
No, Drew didn't need it. She was ready. Okay. Marlo's Foster event, which, like, is this what's got, like, the bee in Kenya's bonnet? Like, like she's so angry, Marlo gets his Foster event. And it's, like, a nice thing that she's doing.
I guess. I don't know. It's, the thing about Atlanta is that we've got some longtime players on there. So
everyone, who just hate each other.
Who hate each other, and everyone's just getting too big for their bonnets, like you said.
No, the bee is in the bonnet.
I know, but
they're too big for their britches.
I didn't want to bring up their britches. I think that's rude.
Oh, what's a britch?
It's like underwear. Like pants.
I pictured a britch, britches, like something like a cowboy might wear. I don't know.
Maybe.
Like chaps, almost.
That's a pant.
Okay.
And chaps are like a sexual moment.
Okay. Thank you, Christina.
Oh, yeah. She invented that.
She invented. No, I mean, I think like it is a very nice thing for Marlo to be celebrating, like, people who came out of the foster care system and like succeeded and like celebrating their lives and stuff. Right?
Yeah. Also, given her entire personal story and then like her stuff with her nephews. Mm. Let's not pretend like Marlo's got a good edit 100% of the time. Does anyone remember last season?
Mm.
I was the one lip syncing for my life defending her. The only one in this world. Me being like, she just spoke wrong. She didn't mean that.
and then like next episode, no. She meant it. She meant, okay, wait. Marlo's Bob. I think Channel Vut might be Bob because, like, we got Bob, like, Marlo's Bob. She's like, you love this Bob? I'm bobbing. And then Scully's like, I told you I love Bobs. And then pairing that with Bob.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I watched this episode today. I think people after this episode aired pulled up like Best of Bob. And there's a clip of Phaedra representing Sheree in court against Bob for like for child support. Yeah, did you see this online?
Yeah.
And Bob like running around the courthouse, like sticking his tongue out, like made me laugh and laugh. He is just like a character.
He's a character. He's so wild. And the fact that Candy at some point drops the fact that she's known Bob since she was 19.
Mm.
How? Well, just like Atlanta, because he was an athlete and she was a musician?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Okay. So I think we're squarely at the Sip and See now with Bob. So we got Shamia here.
Shamia always, I feel like when Shamia appears, even if she's not directly involved, something good is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, she was here a few weeks ago and it didn't really like set me on fire quite like this. I think tonight she was bobbing and she looked stunning. I mean, she was like best dressed in the house.
Yeah.
And the playful energy she had around with Bob, I was kind of enjoying. Although Bob is a bad man.
Let us not forget. I was going to bring that up when you were saying you were laughing at him sticking his tongue out.
Yeah.
First of all, that was at his child support hearing. And then second of all, let us not forget the
mid-Sheree era.
When he came back into the picture he was laughing about abusing her.
Yeah, that was really bad. Of course. Yeah.
Oof. There's a bad energy here because she, of course, keeps him around for the family, but he's always doing something weird and sketchy.
Speaking of Candace.
Yes. The other Candace.
A new Candace.
Yes.
Emerges. We meet new Candace in family photo.
She just joins the family photo. She like shakes Sheree's hand and joins
post photo.
And the thing is, like, Sheree being the grandma there, she's not like controlling enough to be like, no, I want this picture, this picture, this picture.
Yeah.
She's just like, no, everyone in the family in. And I guess that means whoever Bob has with him right now. And to get him back, I'm going to get Martell in.
Yeah. Like, she thinks Candace is Bob's girlfriend.
Yeah, but then the peanut gallery is talking.
This is probably like the best scene of the season.
Yeah. The peanut gallery talking.
When the girls are laughing.
Who's that with Bob? Is that his girlfriend or is that his? Did they get sister at some point before they landed on daughter?
I don't even know. Did they land on daughter?
They landed on other daughter at some point.
Just like the comedy of this occurring at like a baby reveal.
Yeah.
And Bob was like, no, I have another baby reveal.
And then Sheree, she must be so used to Bob pulling shit like this. Calm, cool, and collected. Standing there. Being like, it's very nice to meet you, Candace. And then Candace drops that she's hung out with her.
Cairo?
She's hung out with Cairo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
This was fun.
Yeah.
This is fun stuff.
Oh, before that even, the parade of Mecca in the baby carriage God. Around the room.
And this like poor child wants to go to sleep.
Oh.
Like, sun's down, lights out.
It's like hours after the sun's down. This house is filled to the brim with people.
Filmed to the brim with people.
Like in old Roni, we could only get like 6 people to stand in the background of a scene. And now in Atlanta, it's like hundreds.
People are like clamoring to be here, yeah. Including Anthony the assistant.
Oh my God.
I gotta say, like, serving C with his new look.
I don't know if he's serving C.
But the dye job and like also like, following the wardrobe assignment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beige. Yeah. Nude.
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 he was serving C.
Drew not coming in. Her rolling up in her glasses. I don't think I've ever seen her in glasses.
She looks so cute in her glasses. I'm looking at like the timestamps right now. I'm like surprised how long we're talking about Atlanta.
Well, it was good this episode.
It was actually good.
It was serving C. No, her glasses to me looked like glasses that live on the nightstand and you only put them on to go to the bathroom. Do you know what I mean? Like people who are contacts people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my, I don't even know how people are contacts people anymore. I put them in for a good hour and a half, like going to and from the gym. And like, by the time I get home, I'm like ripping them out of my eyes.
Oh my God.
Like, how are your eyes not dry? Some of them in the comments below, like, how are your eyes not dry?
Maybe you should go to the eye doctor.
Mm. Eh,
the ID.
I just like, I mean, glasses are chicer. Like, even if I like didn't have an eye problem, I feel like I wouldn't want to wear a glass.
Glasses are in.
Glasses are in.
Shut up.
Okay. I thought this was the finale. One other thing I want to say that I thought was funny was I was Drew in the trailer saying, I don't want to keep doing stuff like this. If it's not Lifetime and or above, I'm not doing it.
Good for her.
That is.
What's below Lifetime? Like Wii TV?
There's a lot below.
Oh, Lifetime. like what Taylor Armstrong does.
Ooh.
Like Taylor Armstrong getting all her like movie credits
that like doesn't even hit the IMDb.
Yeah. So then we got the reunion trailer.
Oh, reunion trailer.
Which okay, the first half of it was like a lot of prop work. We're getting receipts. We're getting bags. We're getting Andy banging a gong.
Well, they're like pretending to read a newspaper.
Like not even a newspaper, like a newsletter, like they would hand out to like the HOA.
Oh my God, no. Brendan, this like opened up a memory in my head. Like in computers in the 90s, there was like an application.
Newsletter.
That you can make a newsletter. And when I tell you, I was making newsletters about anything and everything as a little boy.
Like give one example.
Oh my God. Maybe about like the block. Like what's going on the block.
What was going on the block?
I couldn't tell you, but I was making a newsletter about it.
I feel like this template still exists in like Word.
Oh my!
This is what like people use at Christmas.
But like, I don't think the kids are doing it. I think the kids are playing Roblox. I think the kids are like playing Club Penguin.
The kids are not all right.
The kids are not all right.
The fact that you were doing newsletters instead of like playing, was that your entrance into gaming?
Oh. Sweet pea. I was gaming long before I even had access to a computer because my parents had a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wow.
And that, like, back then, like, what computer did you have? The friggin', the big behemoth?
Yeah. Our first was like a Gateway.
Your gateway drug.
Yeah, literally it was. That's how I, like, I became obsessed with the internet. They should have known. Or no, maybe it was an HP.
They weren't lying when they called it Gateway. They weren't lying.
And okay. Gateway's theme was randomly cows.
Oh no, that's HP. Maybe HP Gateway? I think that might be like
maybe
the brand.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, shall we go to New York?
Sure.
Concrete jungle. Okay. This episode, I gotta say, a good one.
Great.
Great.
The girls are really talking about New York.
The girls are girling.
I mean, the girls have always talked about New York. But the girls are talking about New York.
We got the titular Jacob the Jeweler.
Good.
I mean, Uba's only contribution to this episode, sadly.
I know.
Uba's friend of, sadly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say, but like...
Though, we'll get to it, but the mid-season trailer, she's more involved.
Yeah. So, okay, so maybe all hope is not lost.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we got counter-programming with Jessel and Bryn making fun of Aaron. So here's the fun thing about the show is I'm loving this vibe of like, we're tag teaming in. No, we're not tag. We're tapping in and tapping out of like, who's going to like bully Aaron.
Exactly. And she's like,
she's formidable.
She's formidable, but she's like a fun enemy too.
Mm-hmm.
She is much like Jennifer Aniston.
She's taking it on the chin.
And she's saying, what's the deal with cancel culture?
Why are you trying to cancel it? No, I gotta say, that picture of Jennifer Aniston showing leg.
When she's talking about cancel culture.
When she's talking about cancel culture, while Aaron is showing leg, this it's episode.
Lichian.
It's Lichian.
Lichian.
Okay. So Bryn and Jessel are making fun of the invitation because we have a Coachella amount of sponsors for this. But it's like, you haters.
If you could get the sponsors, you'd do it. It's expensive to throw a party.
Are you freaking kidding me? Am I spending my housewife's check to throw an event? Dummy? No?
This is actually Zarian.
Zarinian.
Zarinian. It's Jill Zarin gift bag party in the Hamptons.
Mm. Yeah. So we. It's like I don't even know. I'm loving that this conversation is even happening, but like I am Team Aaron with us.
This is actually classic New York.
Classic
We've
New York.
Been talking about getting sponsors for things since season one, season two.
Since like the amoeba like crawled out of the ocean onto the sand.
Season two finale. Do you remember when it was Jill, Bethany, and Ramona all arguing about which sponsor was going to be on the step and repeat, who was going to be displayed where. Everyone got mad because Bethany managed to get a bunch of bar space. This is classic.
Classic. Okay, we got Jenna. This is actually like, I would say, a sleeper scene. Because like, it's actually so crazy. Number one, we've got friend of Jenna, friend of me.
Dan's P-Town friend from 10 years ago.
Back in the scene.
Maybe you should reach out.
At first he was a chef. Friend slash chef. And he was friend slash tree trimmer. Now he's friend slash architect, which is actually like, we're finally landing on his actual job.
This is so funny. There's a character in Gilmore Girls who like has a different job every episode. And this is very him.
It's giving like Richard Scarry, like all the animals have a different job.
Yes.
And you actually have all of them. but he's here. We're on a consult Zoom with Emily Hampshire. Hampshire.
Known as Stevie from Schitt's Creek.
Okay, so like, this is a real actress then.
Yes, she plays Stevie on Schitt's Creek.
I know. Was that like a major role?
Yes. She is, okay, so she's, you know, there's mom and dad.
Okay.
Moira and...
Yeah.
And then there's son and daughter. Dan.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and a little bit Alexis. Mm-hmm. And then there's Stevie. She's like fifth lead, but she's a big part of it. She works at the motel. This is actually good synergy with Crappy Lake.
Great synergy.
Yes.
There was just like a little bit of like a crazed energy where I was like, I can't believe this person.
Well, they got set up as a date, but they realized they're friends.
Yeah. There was something like Sarah Paulsonian to her. There was something Rachel McAdams.
I was going to say, when you said Sarah Paulson, I was like, well, are you saying all like queer women are the same?
Yeah, all queer women are the same. But do you see the Sarah Paulsonian-ness to her?
I mean, they're all beautiful.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams, not queer.
Yeah, I feel like if you saw a picture of Emily Hampshire, you wouldn't say that.
Mm.
Like if you saw her like out of the Zoom.
So no, I actually went to her IG and then like I was more confident in my statements and beliefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you watch Schitt's Creek, you...
I know. I think I would actually have a very different POV.
Yeah.
Of Stevie. Okay. Erin and Abe at dinner.
Good.
Erin and Abe at dinner. Good.
Hot. They're at that one restaurant where they put the penguins in the booths.
The internet was ablaze.
Yeah. Everyone was like, why is there a penguin there? And then you could just Google it. Yeah. You could literally Google penguin restaurant, New York. And the guy who owns this place.
He loves penguins.
Yeah. Well, it was a COVID thing.
Keep people separate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. We also have them ordering. I got to say, like, they put it in a very chic order for appetizers. Oysters, lobster chic. Dumplings.
Chic.
Dry martini.
Chic.
Dirty martini. Ooh. Like a dirty martini, I only had really, really for the first time on Alex's birthday.
Really? This year.
Yeah. It just like, I never wanted one.
Interesting.
And then we were at like a steakhouse that was
because you didn't like olives until recently.
Yeah, that's the final frontier, as we all know.
I'm not an olive eater, but I like a dirty martini. Famously, my P-Town winter meal.
Do you leave them uneaten?
I will actually... I'll take the plunge and eat it.
Mm. No, because it's like... It's actually like the appetizer's appetizer.
Yeah.
You know, you get the drink and you're waiting for your appetizer.
Mm, so you need the little garnish.
I'm like fighting for my life.
Getting hangry. There's nothing like Dan hungry. It's actually very scary.
Okay. So when we're at this... restaurant, I think we're in the Upper East Side, and then Erin says she doesn't like going above Canal. Now, I would like to just point out, below Canal, there are three options. Tribeca, which, as we all know, is still up and coming. Chinatown, which is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Financial District, which is nothing.
Except where the finances happen. But at like, night it closes.
At night, it's yeah. like it's like a ghost town.
Do you think she's including Brooklyn technically below?
Technically below. Don't think she's including that. So it's like, are you literally only in Tribeca?
But you don't really go above like 15th Street in Brooklyn.
I go above 15th.
Oh, you go between 14th and 15th sometimes too.
I don't go above, let's say, I don't go above Union.
Okay. That's like, I'm barely skirting by.
You're just under.
I'll go above, below.
You'll go anywhere.
Up, down, everywhere.
Yeah. Go to Fire Island.
Yeah.
So, obviously not co-checking so that we can propose. Not propose. Reapply. Reapply. Pressure. Okay. Jesselyn Pavitt. I gotta say.
Comedy.
Never, not never, but there has not been a duo like this for some time. Right?
Fucking comedy.
Like, I screamed laughing a few times this week. Miss Felicia, like rolling around in the muck.
Mm-hmm.
I would scream laughing. There was something else I was screaming laughing. And then when Jessel called one of her kids socially inept, I screamed so loud. I screamed when Shannon was like crying and putting the party together.
Yeah.
And but we'll get to that later. I was actually screaming during that time. But when Jessel called her kid socially inept, and it's like not a glimmer of trying. Like, Brynn is doing a lot of funny things, but you see glimmers of trying in a lot of it. There's not a glimmer in trying in anything Jessel is doing.
She is trying, but she's missing what she's trying to accomplish.
She's trying left, and I'm laughing at right.
Exactly. That's the best part about it. Just, like, Pavitt's like, weren't you an English major?
$62,000 a year for preschool. We have international campuses, Pavitt, but we live in New York. Our kids could speak Mandarin. They can barely speak English. Are we on any boards? You're in the fried chicken committee. I mean, comedy.
And from both sides, I would say.
Pavitt is... I was like not hot on Pavitt before.
Oh, I've been hot since the beginning.
I know you have been. But like, he is comedy king.
And so I think there's also this thing where a lot of people are saying, oh, this couple hates each other. But like, this scene actually like proves that they don't.
I would say there was even more love in the getting ready scene.
Yeah.
Like, she had a little bit of a bone, like when he like showed the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like they have fun together.
Agreed. They're like just two crazy kids trying to figure out life.
So when we learned their origin story, didn't it feel like they were just like two young party kids?
Yeah, and roommates. They were roommates.
Oh, they were roommates. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sai and David hanging out doesn't really hit the same.
Mm-hmm.
Although I only bring it up to say David, Jessel's biggest fan.
Yeah.
It's like any opportunity that David has to like defend Jessel's honor, he will do that.
He knew before the rest of us.
He was like, it's like that meme, like if there are 100 Jessel fans, yeah. I'm one. If there's 50, I'm one. If there's one, it's me. And if there's none, I'm dead.
Yeah. I mean, like David knew that like gay Twitter was going to love Jessel. So he's like, come on, Sai.
Let's get on it. Okay. Abe and Aaron eating sweet cream before the party.
It's like, it's funny that we get a scene of them eating before their party, given like what's to come.
Uba has Cornova. I wonder what will be the last COVID diagnosis on Housewives.
It's with us for the rest of our lives.
Could it be Uba, please? Could it please be Uba? Okay.
Who was the first?
Oh my, they were traveling fine. I mean, like Jen Aiden felt like early.
It would have been an OC before.
Oh, like on camera, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, it must have been OC. That was like the...
Yeah.
They paved the way in so many ways for
exactly.
us. Exactly. That's actually like very... like poignant. Poignant, not poignant. Like, it just makes sense, like, thematically.
I hope it was Elizabeth Vargas.
No. She was too strong for it. Gonna penetrate the Vargas bloodstream.
I need to revisit that season just to see.
That would be a tough watch. Okay. Hall de Lumiere, a former bank, host of A Decade of Love. Erin's dress. I hate to say it.
Are you a fashionista?
But like, listen, I feel like I could say it because I was actually like so up on Erin earlier this episode. So sure.
Now you can meet down.
We can meet the up with the down. I almost feel bad because I can't imagine she looks back on this with fondness. It looked so bad.
It was fine. I know it was whatever. I mean, boob tape, we can see it's fine.
Yeah, it wasn't fine. Everyone else looks so much chicer.
Well, I mean, like, Bryn is wearing a bridal outfit.
Well, Bryn. Bryn. What's Bryn? Is Bryn short for anything? No, it's just Bryn.
Brendan.
Brendan, how dare you? Not only wearing, like, a white dress, but a white fur.
And sunglasses inside.
And sunglasses. Bryn. She's really coming in hot. The stuff with Abe was obnoxious. And then for us to get the preview next week where she's like, how dare you insinuate that I would try to like talk about divorce and flirt with a married man. It's like,
literally that's what you're doing.
You like, that was your intention. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, like, she obviously was joking, but she was also this week, like, fighting for her life online as far as, like, trying to, like, be like, always making a reference to Friends.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, because she looks so much like Jennifer Aniston, which she does.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, Erin's sister coming up.
Oh, my God.
To yell at them. Erin's sister, like, we only really got a profile in, like, the back of her head, but she was very... Zia sister to me.
Oh, Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, Lisa Simpson. And then after the sister yells, Erin's mom comes over to the group to introduce herself.
So happy to be on camera. Because I don't think she... So we have like a family meetup, I think, with like everyone but the mom in Tribeca.
Yeah.
For episode two or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mom was like happy to be there. And the girls are like, no, we are not allowed to talk to you.
I did enjoy Bryn during this interaction, the sister interaction being like, so are you going around to every single other group?
Yeah.
Or are you just...
I mean, listen, I see, not to defend the sister, but like I see a point to the sister because like, it's hard seeing it from our POV watching the TV, but from the POV of like being in a room where people are being filmed, like there is a focus on...
Yeah.
Who is being like cameras on them?
I also hate there nothing.
Oh, let's get to
me
it.
More. Well, I know what you're going to talk about, but first, before we get there, actually, let's start with this.
Oh,
which I've said before, I hate the give a speech from your phone thing.
Oh my God, jail!
Please go to a printer, print out a chic piece of paper.
No, at the very minimum,
and go on with your life. Index cards is great too.
No, and there's actually nothing chicer than an index card.
Okay.
I'll
over here.
I'll take a piece of paper over an iPhone any day of the week. But in an X card, you will look so chic if that is your prop during a speech. Take it from me.
What speech have you given?
I
was that at your wedding? Because I wouldn't know.
A speech at my brother's wedding on index cards.
Nice. The thing about the phone, it's like you're sitting here with your phone.
Oh my God.
How many notifications are coming up? Oh, I've got 7 text messages. Is Grindr coming up while I'm giving this fucking speech? I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Slack? Someone slacking me?
Oh my God.
Tootsies in the Bot is a new episode?
It makes you feel sick. But like, not like the 5 speeches, half on iPhones, half on 20 sheets of paper. And then Erin during Val on her iPhone.
Ugh.
It's like as if the dress wasn't not chic enough.
And then it's like how if you're giving multiple things, it's like where do you find them? A notes app? Where are you keeping it?
Oh my God.
Are you pulling up Google Docs?
Okay, so what did I derail you from?
Oh, well, the other thing, it's like there's nothing more mortifying. There shouldn't have been as many speeches as there were for this kind of event. But I hate being in a room when people are giving speeches and people are talking and then people are trying to shush them. I hate it.
Well, it's like...
It's not the fault of the people trying to shush. They're trying to do the better thing.
Well, you know what? If the speech is given, it's given. And if it's not, it's not. So like if it was something worth listening to, people would be listening, I would say.
Wow.
Right? If you have the mic, you got the mic.
Yeah.
You have the power. And people are still talking. That's on you.
Yeah. Maybe we need to turn the volume up a little bit.
Turn the volume up. Okay. Sai telling Erin, this is like, we're tagging in. Sai's like, all right, I got this one.
Who's going to kill Erin tonight?
Who's going to kill Erin tonight? Sai telling Erin,
at her own way.
The babysitter's sick, so David had to stay home, but he didn't really care. He's like, I'm sorry, but I'm fine staying home. Just like a buncher in the face while you're.
It's like sometimes with Sai, I'm like, what's happening?
What are you trying to influence here? It was so funny. I mean, you got to give it to Erin.
She takes the punches. She rolls with the punches.
She rolls with the punches.
That's what's like making Erin like an unexpectedly good housewife. Mm. She wasn't on my radar.
No,
going into the show at all.
Erin and Jessel were my two least on the radar.
And now there's the stars.
They're my mother and my mother. Okay. There's actually so much to this episode. Meredith fucking Marks.
Oh, yeah.
She's here to fuck the other half. She's like, I'm not done. I'm back.
The thing about Meredith Marks is that, like... Think about Meredith Marks and the way she fucks.
The way she fucks all of New York now.
Do you think Meredith only fucks half of Manhattan at a time? Or do you think she does all 5 boroughs?
Oh my God. I'm crying. All right.
No, what, but...
Like, why is Brooks always in tow? We've seen this in action.
The thing about... like the first question is, like, why does Meredith always... at another housewife event,
yeah,
which we love. And then Brooks is always there. Mm-mm. If you're the gay son and you're not married yet, you're going to be in tow a lot.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay. Jenna single.
Good.
Which I guess I like. Okay. Here's my Jenna single take. I knew she was with someone else when this was filming, and then I knew rumors of a new person present day, but I didn't expect like any of that to hit the screen, but we're getting like the intermezzo.
Yes. And I've heard the rumor of the new person too.
Yeah.
If you know, it's like one of those things.
Yeah. It's on google.com.
Oh, I was going to say if like you roll in like queer spaces and like no queer women.
Yeah, google.com is a queer space. Okay. Size hungry. We got to go to Nobu.
It's like,
it's around the block.
What is it? Like, why can't we just go like to McDonald's on our way home? Like, so a normal person.
I was curious. She runs out, but the other women stay to take a photo. I wonder if they were like, if production's like, we're not going somewhere else to film you guys. So like, if it's here or you're done.
Yeah. You also can't get like a random permit to Nobu probably.
Yeah. Unless you're Heather Dubrow.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Good.
Let's wrap up New York. We've got a mid-season trailer. And I feel like, so I actually like, as this episode ended, the thought crossed my mind. I was like, we're going to get a mid-season trailer very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that was in the original trailer, except for Trip,
had
aired at this point.
Sure.
So like the puzzle pieces like all start to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting to get it like this early in the week though. And it was also like late in the day on Wednesday when it dropped, right?
It was like 6:30 or something.
It was so weird.
Yeah. But also it's different because this show airs Sunday. So I think they like drop things earlier. I don't know. But what did you think about the mid-season trailer?
So I think it was fine. There's not like a story arc that I'm trying to like follow from the first half of the season that I'm that I'm caring about that much.
I think an interesting thing that we're going to see as we talked about how Sai was tapped in to go kill Aaron this episode.
Yeah.
It seems like somewhere after this, they become the closest of friends in the group.
Oh yes. The parrot.
Yeah.
But then Sai's like fighting some, who's Sai like so angry against in this episode? I mean the trailer. I couldn't figure that out.
Couldn't figure that out. But we'll have them being an alliance and they go on like little double date with their husbands.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they try to take Jessel down. I wonder if they could see into the future and knew that Jessel was fan fave.
Yeah. So here's the thing with the trailer. It's like my favorite moments of first half have just been like random little stupid nothing moments. So it's like I'm not looking for a big moment in a trailer to excite me. Like I'm just excited for what's to come.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between New York season 14 and a lot of the other current iterations of Housewives. In the other iterations, we're so used to like these big explosive moments.
Yeah.
And it's been hard to come down to earth from
them. Yeah, we're on earth.
But I feel like New York has brought us down to earth a little bit. Like we're not getting arrested in a parking lot kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's necessary.
Yeah. Bring us down to earth.
Yeah.
Please. Speaking of down to earth, nothing is more down to earth than Benton, Illinois.
Yeah.
Crabby Lake.
Yeah.
Follies. I gotta say this episode was probably like one of the better ones of the season in terms of just like having clearer structure and being like only 20 minutes, it really focused on like what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, exactly. We're finally at the Benton Follies. I kind of want one of those Benton Follies shirts.
I also like this made me think a show just like following Lou's Cabaret.
Might be good. Because she has her little cast of characters, like her little Broadway man.
And the way she gets like a little worked up when it comes to performing is television.
That's show business, baby.
Like,
she's like Patti LuPone.
Getting angry at Sonia, like yelling at the producers, like, if she doesn't pull this thing together, I'm out.
Yeah. That is Broadway.
And her little Ariana pony.
Yeah. Can you believe she never actually got Chicago?
Erica Jane did. Oh my God. Fuck that.
Yeah. Let's put her in like Shucked or something.
Shuck that. Now, isn't Shuck closing or am I dreaming that?
Then let her do the last week.
Do the last week. Let her close it out. No. We got it. Lou needs to get on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Revive Cats. Oh my God. Could you see her doing Memory?
Gisabella?
Yeah.
Grisabella?
Gisabella's a local drag queen that you know.
Okay. Sonia like crying when she sees the crowd say goodbye to her.
Good. She gets so emotional, baby.
She gets so emotional, baby. And she's like going back to visit these her friends.
She says she is going to. I don't know. She's going to like plant some more flowers.
No, present day she's saying it.
Has she gone?
Probably.
I don't think so, honey.
Believe her.
No, if she went, we would have seen footage.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll show you when you go see her in a week.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's going to be so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm returning to that room.
Oh my God. It'll cool down by then.
But I won't know what to order.
Oh my God. You're shaking already. No, I see it.
All the food's so bad.
Yeah. Food's not great. Maybe eat before. You don't have to get food.
Yeah.
That's or eat after. What time is your show?
I don't know.
Mm. Look at the time. Eat before, eat after.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Okay. Orange County.
Good.
Orange County. Great. Orange County, actually best in show this week.
Yeah. What a
world we're living in.
We've been thinking and praying.
And hoping and wishing.
And hoping preaching. And wishing. And like, we lived through
the darkest times.
And no, I wouldn't say the darkest times. Mm. We lived through some dark times, but we came out of the fire.
We were teetering.
Yeah.
Jerry Vargas.
But that wasn't our fault. Or her fault.
Our fault.
She was hired before COVID.
Okay. I gotta say. And I know she's not a perfect person. But Emily Simpson, Innocence Project, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think she is doing a good thing. I think she's bringing attention to a good thing. I think...
She actually seems invested in a real way in this organization. It's not a one and done.
Yeah.
We have history with this organization and her. Yeah.
Years. We have years on her. She's actually a lawyer. So like she can bring something to the table other than just being like...
Dizzy. No, exactly. It seems like she's actually doing pro bono law work yeah. for them.
Yeah. So you got to give it to her. And
on the flip side, she's also doing her other job and actually bringing big things to the housewives table.
Okay. So I know this is very end of episode. And I was like standing Emily so hard from housewives table, Innocence Project, blah, blah, blah. But at the very end when she's like, Shannon, I just want to like wear little sombreros with you. It's like, you brought me back to down to earth.
No, but I think that's good.
No, you think it's good?
I think you can, she's doing her job as a housewife and pivoting. Mm-hmm. She knows maybe this like me and Shannon on the outs thing. We've already got enough people on the outs with Shannon. We need more people on the in.
Oh, she's like.
To move story. Are you dumb? Are you new here?
Well, I know, but like, it's just the little sombreros. I wish we could like. I wish someone on cast could just be like, can we burn the sombreros?
They're going on tour as the Tres Amigas and wearing full like Tres Amigos from the Steve Martin Short Day knockoff outfits. So I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. Okay. Fair.
I will say, Emily, I was about to be with Emily. I'm like, Heather did the work of driving to where Shannon is setting up this party. Emily needs to too. But then, and this is what I'm going to say. During that scene, I initially was like, oh, we're having this argument on FaceTime. But then Emily did such excellent FaceTime prop work. She's the Carrot Top of Orange County doing prop comedy.
The Gallagher.
I don't even know what that is.
He's the guy who like smashes the watermelons with like the hammer.
Oh, have you seen the thing on TikTok where people send bottles downstairs and then they watch to see if the bottle will break?
That
it's like a big thing.
I think that's like a you tick.
No. Everyone knows it gets millions and millions of views. Anyways, so Emily's doing such good work with her FaceTime machine and her trying to turn off FaceTime and end it. Which it's gotten harder recently. Mm. I want you to try to FaceTime and try to end it.
I don't love a FaceTime. And then like if I am FaceTiming.
Yeah, if I had that face, I wouldn't love it too. I mean either.
Wow.
Just all right. Kidding.
So if I am FaceTiming, this is what I want to do. I want to get comfortable. I want to prop my laptop on 6 cookbooks. I want to sit on the couch and I want to sit back. I don't want to be holding shit for 20 minutes talking to you. I want to be like, let's chat. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you doing that with?
Sometimes we'll do like family FaceTime with like the Hearst down in Virginia. Yeah.
And you just go,
just like, I don't want to chat. Like, I don't want to hold the camera up the whole time. That's exhausting.
Oh yeah. I forgot about your wrists.
Oh, very weak.
Weak.
Weak. Okay. So everyone's skipping National Taco Day. And everyone's skipping it, canceling on it. And Shannon continuing to set up the party and crying during it.
I mean, after her little sit down with Heather, where it's like, whenever these two women have a sit down, it just goes so postal.
Mm.
But I love it.
So Heather's defense during this showdown is like, I've actually not said anything on camera about like your shit. And then we get that paired with the Heather Dubrow confessional, which like obviously was filmed after this fight.
Yeah.
Where she goes into like, he never sleeps over. He doesn't pay for anything. He loves the spotlight. She doesn't say the worst of them all, which Shannon says.
Yeah.
Which is, John's son doesn't like me.
Kid. I think it's a daughter.
Oh.
Because I think they got into a, there was a story semi-recently about them getting into a fight at a restaurant.
I think she might have said son.
She said then, kid.
Oh.
I can confirm it with my brain.
Confirm with the brain. Okay. Okay. I'll accept that.
But I think like when people say kid, maybe people assume son.
Oh, wow. The patriarchy at work.
Yeah.
Okay. Jen and her son, who is adopted. It's complicated, I would say.
Because
obviously, like, she has good intentions, but I think having this conversation with a young child on television is maybe not the best.
Yeah. It's, I think you're right. She has good intentions, but it comes across as a little white savior-y.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I think even if there wasn't like a race component to it, that like talking to a kid about like how they feel about being adopted when they are probably too young to even fully process that. And this lives on in the ether forever.
And too young to fully process like this crew of people watching the conversation happen.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'm a little mixed on this. You know?
Yeah.
The Dubrows. I actually like, truly cannot wrap my head around it.
So a few facts.
Tell me the facts.
They bought this apartment.
Penthouse
in LA for $15 million. It is 2 bedrooms, 3.5 baths.
So I'm actually curious. What is the purpose of the third full bath?
I don't know.
Because like, okay, so if it's only 2 bedrooms, the 2 full baths can be en suite.
Yeah.
And then the half can be the powder room for your guests.
Sure.
A third full bath is not used by anybody.
Maybe there's like a mud room or something where people coming in from playing sports need to get into the shower. I don't know.
Well,
Who knows what rich people do with their space?
Okay. I would love to see the floor plans for this unit. Okay.
But in contrast, okay, so we have since learned recently in the past couple of weeks via the news that the Dubrows have purchased a Beverly Hills mansion for $16 million.
Okay.
So the apartment is actually $14 million. the new mansion is $16 million. The mansion obviously has a ton of more space.
It's not really adding up in terms of the reason for the purchase of the penthouse is like, oh, if I have a job in LA, which what job is paying her anywhere close to less than a tenth of a percentage of what this unit is worth?
Also, two other things. The mansion being only $2 million more than this apartment is crazy. And then second of all, as far as I know, most auditions these days are happening on Zoom or you're sending in a self-tape.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not like you're going to have to like run to set at last minute. It's not like somebody's like needs you to cover a shift at Wendy's that you have to run to.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And even if you had to, it literally is 2 hours away. The OC.
So was this other mansion the secret number three? Or do you think secret number three is something else?
Oh.
Because remember in the episode, she talks about like, well, it's probably not secret number three because if it only happened 2 weeks ago.
It only happened like this summer.
It's not secret number three.
So what was number one? What was number two?
Number one was selling the manch. Mm-hmm. Number two was buying the penthouse. Number three, I can't talk about yet.
Do you think they're trying to have a baby?
Shut up. they took the embryo out of the etched glass.
No, but I mean, like, sometimes rich people.
Terry's in his 60s.
So, sometimes rich people.
All right. I don't think so.
Didn't, like, Billy Joel have a baby in his, like, 70s or something? Robert De Niro or something?
Well, I mean, I think that was with, like, a young woman.
Yeah.
The mansion makes sense, obviously. The penthouse really makes no sense to me. Like, especially in the context of this episode where you're selling the big mansion and you're buying a two bedroom where you are talking about still having two children at home.
Right, but they're not explaining everything. Yeah. And it's not the secret number third. So what they're not explaining is obviously they're selling the mansion in OC. They have to get another property in OC because their kids are still in school in OC and they're not going to move them. So they're not talking about whatever rental property they're probably getting there.
Rental.
Yeah,
rental.
But they're bragging about buying this LA apartment when they should be renting in LA. All
right.
Like, if you're going to sell, like, why buy a $15 million apartment?
Okay, I think you just solved the crime. We're not bragging about renting.
Yeah. But it's like we've seen them rent in the past.
Okay. But it would be déclassé to brag about that.
But that can't be the third thing.
Oh, I don't think that's the third thing, but right. I think you're explaining what does not make sense in terms of it sounds like your only property is something that cannot even accommodate your lessened living experience.
They're being wishy-washy about like their living situation. But we have to put together the points that they have two children who are still in school in OC that they're not going to move.
Yeah.
And that this is just a pied-à-terre in LA that she wants to use for business. But it's like the way she wants to use it is like so 1990s Heather Kent.
Mm.
And she's not coming into 2023.
Yeah. Okay. I love being at the gala. Gina in her hot pink.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting her friend.
Beautiful.
I love being at National Taco Night.
And then we have, obviously, Shannon's party planner, who was obviously asked to join with her husband to sit
last minute
with people, which I believe.
So why couldn't we get Vicky last minute?
I don't know. I was waiting for her to walk in.
Like, how far could she be?
Yeah. And then do you think that Taylor's husband always planned on being there?
Yeah. Taylor's husband. Wasn't part of the conversation that Taylor was having, maybe justifying her not being part of the show, was that like he does not like the spotlight.
But neither does John Jansen.
Neither does John Jansen, and here we are.
Maybe, I don't know. Taylor's husband is just like, I know they both spend a lot of time hanging out at the deck in OC.
Oh, my God.
And if you go to any of these, like, sunny places where you can sit outside and drink and have cocktails at a bar, you will see, like, 10 couples that look exactly like them at any, like, seafood place, whether it be in California like this or, like, Florida.
I love seafood.
They all look exactly like Taylor and her husband.
Weren't they Coloridian for a period in time?
They were, yes, they were Coloridian.
Okay. Interesting. I want to just say, Tamara, very drunk. Granted, yeah. They all did shots and were like, there was that like crazy montage.
There was the crazy montage that seemed to excuse stuff that was, or not to excuse, but like the producers wanted to explain conversations that then happened.
Yeah.
Especially the Gina conversation.
Mm.
Because Shannon went way too far.
She jumped out the window.
She could have gone right to the window, but the moment she said CPS, she jumped.
I mean, we've already been down the road of like Shannon wanting a round of applause until the end of time for having any part in the Gina Kirschneider defense team.
Yeah. And like back then I was like, woo, Shannon, you did a good job. That was very nice of you to help her out because Gina was very lost. Mm. But like then years later, especially when you're going through what you're going through now, which involves your boyfriend not liking you very much.
Mm-mm.
And you're going to throw CPS into the picture.
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, I mean, the preview. Oh, no, it wasn't a preview. It was the end of this episode. Jen and Gina.
Yeah.
Getting together. And Jen actually is giving housewife.
Bone collector.
Jen is the best addition since Gina and Emily.
And it took Gina and Emily years
to become others,
to become actual good additions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But Jen hit the ground running.
She hit the ground running. Wow. Is that it for OC?
I think that's it for OC.
That's it for OC. But the fun doesn't stop because we have a Freak of the Week and the One True Queen. And the Freak of the Week is OC adjacent.
Not OC adjacent.
Well, like this mother is like, is international, really. Beverly Hills, OC.
And Berkshires.
Berkshires.
And this is one of our like freaks that is like a freak, but for freak, fun.
Freak, parentheses, not derogatory.
Yes. So Taylor Armstrong was photographed with her man walking out of Craig's in LA.
Ooh.
On video, and she'd done a day of press, and you could tell she was in the same outfit that you have seen in press things this week. And she had a few.
Here's a taste.
You, but maybe you better stay tuned because their reunion is about to happen, and I'm not sure you understand what's about to go down.
Is it gonna be crazy?
This reunion is going to be the dirtiest reunion you've ever seen. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
You just asked me for my
Kyle Richards.
No.
We know Kyle.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to tell me you're being so mean to me now.
No, you know what? If you don't know my name, then guess what?
I feel like...
Hey, Taylor. How are you?
There we go.
Only OG knows.
Old school. That's right. You better stay tuned to the reunion of the Real Housewives of Orange County because this shit is about to get real.
Ooh.
How crazy
How
crazy? Are you going to fight somebody?
Feel some chill.
You are extra.
Am I done?
Okay. So you pointed out, like, we've seen this Taylor before.
Outside of what I assume was Craig's back in 2011, maybe, or 2010. I think it was the Beverly Hills cast had been announced and a few episodes had aired, but the season hadn't been aired in full. And it is the same video.
It reminds me of, now this is like digging back into the archives. Remember that like, that girl, it was like a meme, that girl was like, you want to fight me? Like, hit me up on my MySpace. Like, do you remember that girl?
No.
No? Okay. I don't know, like, what I'm talking about. But it's like, the way she's talking is like a cartoon character.
She loves the cameras.
The cameras love her.
I mean, the one clip of her being like, in the 2023 clip where she's like, these are my guys. We go way back. And she's like gesturing to all the paparazzi.
Yeah.
And it's like her and her husband only went to Craig's because that's like the one place where
paparazzi
you can be photographed these days for sure. Gotta love her.
Gotta love her. Okay. A one true king.
We can call him a queen.
We call him a queen.
When have we ever called someone a king?
Never.
You've been using king a lot recently though.
I call people king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just love the royalty. Okay, our one true queen, Pavitt. As if we didn't love him enough just from main episode, but then for him to like follow up, like he is doing Housewives, right? To follow up like us laughing and joking about him being on the board for the fried chicken committee. For him to give us our street food New York City top 10 TikTok list icon. But then also like the beauty of it being clearly the one and only take and like not reshooting it.
I know. The one thing is we need to get him like some media coaching in that way.
So I almost want to say like, it's almost the advice you give to me of just like, you're like, don't overthink it. Just do it. Like, I think he's not overthinking it. He's just doing it. And maybe he'll like learn from this.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it like great, giving us great, great tips. It's like move over VIP list.
Yeah. I will say I need to like really comb through if these tips are great. I believe in a lot of ways, but like two of them are in Chelsea Market, which technically isn't street food.
Tough recommendation. Yeah.
But we love him.
Queen.
Okay, Dan.
Okay. Okay, Brendan. That's it, baby. Patreon. Wow. You got a lot of stuff going on there. You got the And Just Like That finale recap.
Big Brother.
You got Miss Felicia, an iconic HOH reign.
Girls.
You got girls.
We're returning to girls.
You got a bonus episode. We pitch shows in the spirit of Crappy Lake. Dynamic duos from every single freaking city. Concepts behind the pitch.
Even Dubai. Even DC.
Even Dubai. Even DC. We got shows for you that like you'll probably see. I'm sure you'll see. Someone's going to get like their ear to this and you'll see it on Peacock.
Shut up.
And that's that. And then we're just going to be here crying. But don't make us cry. Subscribe to Patreon. Go to comethroughqueen.com. Links to everything. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
See you next week.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.